Tales Over Tales podcast. Hello and welcome back. It has been a minute. For those of you who have not forgotten my name, it's Jordan. I have missed all of you guys and look forward to hopefully bringing this podcast back. And I have someone new to introduce to you. Say hello, everyone, to my best friend, Abigail.
Say hi. Hello. Hi, baby. How's it going?
We are excited to introduce Abigail as a new co-host to Tales Over Tales, which is so exciting. Don't worry, everybody. Alicia is still with us. However, bringing Abigail on will just sort of help bring about some new perspective. We're going to talk about some different things today and kind of just catch up on life since it's been a little while. From the podcast. For those of you who are following and remember, Alicia had her baby. So that is really exciting. I did get to meet baby Vivianne. She's just so cute and so sweet. Mama and baby are doing very, very well. So hopefully we will get Alicia back into the podcast with us soon. But Abigail, why don't you tell the listeners a little bit about yourself? To start.
Okay, yeah, definitely. I always feel like in interviews, like this is like the question.
Are you nervous? Are your armpits sweating?
Yeah, they are actually. Got a little bit of.
Did you add an extra layer of deodorant?
No, I didn't. So luckily you're not here, so you don't get to smell me. I get the pleasure smelling myself. That's fun. I guess like we could start like, you know, Jordan, you and I have known each other for going on 8 years, actually.
No. I just feel really old all of the sudden.
Yeah, 2015 was that cell 7 and it's about to be 8 years. Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Yes.
Yeah, time is flowing. Yeah,
oh my gosh,
in Eugene, Oregon. Yeah,
oh we did. Goodness. And listener, for those of you who are wondering, you may remember also that I was engaged. I got engaged actually almost a year ago. I got married a little over 2 months ago now, and Abigail was my maid of honor in my wedding. So we close. People.
Just a little bit.
I mean, we're very, very far away from each other physically, unfortunately.
But emotionally, we're pretty connected.
Very connected. Exactly. Anyway, I interrupted you. Continue. Please share with the listeners a little more about you.
Yeah. So I am actually a mental health therapist. So I graduated in 2019 with my master's. And I've been a practicing therapist since then. I'm actually really close to getting my license. So I'll be getting that in.
How many more hours left?
I don't know the hours, but I know that in mid-February, I can submit my application.
That's so exciting.
Yeah, and get my license. And for those of you who like are like, wait, you're not licensed and you're practicing therapy, you're perfectly able to do that without like being fully licensed, right? In some states, I can get into it. You know, you don't have to have that license, sure, but it's good for, you know, money to, to have that. So I've been working towards that for almost 4 years now and, you know, about to see that goal come into fruition. So that's nice. So yeah, therapist. I currently live in New Jersey. This is where I was born and raised.
Yeah, that's right.
Yep. So here, so, you know, sometimes you hear my Jersey accent. Sometimes when I'll say certain words, you know,
don't. Hey, what are you drinking?
Water.
We always would try to get her with that every time. Every time.
All right. My Jersey accent, I would say water, you know, because water has a D in it. So that's why I pronounce it that way.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
water
absolutely.
Has a D. In it?
Yeah, look it up.
Oh, I love it. I love it.
I
love it.
Reading. I love, like, okay. I picked up reading. I still remember I had a teacher in sixth grade. She was a language arts teacher, and she was a weird lady. She'd like walk around barefoot everywhere.
The classroom? She would walk around the classroom barefoot?
Like everywhere around the whole like school barefoot. And this is when, actually, this is when I lived in Arizona. So oh, you know God. How they have like outside.
Yes.
With other classrooms. So yeah, she'd walk around barefoot all over the whole campus and then come in the classroom, walk around barefoot, and then step on people's desks, like barefoot. Everything would be black. Anyways, it was from her I learned to love reading.
Oh my God.
Mrs. That's Samuels, amazing. I still remember her. She was an awesome lady. She would read to us. And one of the first books she gave us to read on our own was called The Giver.
Okay, by Lois Lowry.
Yeah, and for me, when I get into like a book, I usually get into it by like author. So then I read a couple more of her books. I read Number the Stars and Gathering Blue and a couple other her books. And I was like really obsessed with Lois Lowry for like all of sixth grade after I read The Giver. But yeah, you know, I think it was in sixth grade where that passion started for me. And it's really continued throughout my whole life. I've been able to read a lot of different books. So that's been really exciting. So yeah, I love to read, which is why I'm excited to be part of this podcast.
Yeah.
Right? Because like we get to talk about I love like the books that we've read and just be able to summarize them and just give our perspective.
Absolutely.
Analyzing people. So like I love analyzing characters. So it's always great and fun.
Oh gosh.
But yeah. You know, I'm currently in a relationship. We've been together for about a year and a half. So that's been going really smoothly. So sometimes you'll probably hear me bring him up, Matt. So he'll probably come up.
Best friend approved.
That's good. That's what you need. You need to make sure he's best friend approved. Like, you know, Marco was like off the bat, the unicorn. Marco's
the unicorn. Starting.
Marco Jordan's unicorn.
He is my unicorn.
Yes. Absolutely. But yeah, I also love drinking wine. So, you know.
That's She's an amateur today, though, folks. She's not drinking wine, sadly. Yeah. She's not joining me. I should share. So what I'm drinking, I have a Trader Joe's Petite Reserve Rosé.
Okay.
It's I can't make heads or tails, to be completely honest. I do like it. It is dry for a rosé, so I'm a little bummed by that because I am a sweet fan, although I am developing a taste more for cab salves most of the time. So, listener, do not worry. We will be getting back on the the cocktail and wine train here soon, but oh my gosh. Well, Abby, we are very excited to have you a part of the crew and cannot wait to continue to chat with you more. So yes, you shared what motivated you to join the podcast. You shared a little bit about Lois Lowry. What are some other favorite books, authors, different genres you like to read?
So I really enjoy novels. Mm-hmm. And right now I'm on a Kristen Hannah kick. I'm reading
she's novels. My favorite. What are you reading?
Right now I'm reading Four Winds.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
That book will put you through the ringer.
It did. I got pretty deep into it like the first day because I was just like, man, like, you know, I was like, life can't be this horrible. This poor woman. But yeah.
And just when you think that it can't get worse. It does.
It tanks. I'm like,
I will tell you though, Kristen Hannah has such a gift for taking you on a journey.
Yes. That's what I enjoy about her. I feel like I'm the main character and I'm going on this journey with that character. Which is why I love her. Like she's just so good at that. And like just the imagery, you know, she does a lot of great visual work. Yeah.
What other ones by her have you read? It is my goal to read all of hers, but I know I haven't yet. Which ones of hers have you read?
So I'm currently reading Four Winds, The Great Alone.
Yep.
I've read The Nightingale. I've read Firefly Lane.
Okay.
And I've read Fly Away, I think, is another one of hers.
Was that her?
I believe so. I want to say yes. I don't have my books right next to me, but I want to say yes. If not, I'll correct myself later.
I just finished a really good one of hers called The Winter Garden.
Ooh, okay. I've heard
highly Highly recommend that one. That one was really good. Okay, so are there any other ones you can think of, though?
Yes. I also like Khalid Husseini. He's the author of The Kite Runner. And so I got introduced to his writing, his book, in college because that was one of the required readings for one of the English courses I was taking.
Okay.
And I became obsessed with him. You know, his another book is that he has is now I'm drawing. Oh, In the Mountains Echo is his most recent one. And
okay. There's
another one and I'm drawing a blank on it.
Wasn't it A Thousand Suns, something of a thousand suns or something?
Sons,
a Thousand Splendid Suns, that's it. Okay.
Yeah. He's another author whose writing is just visually like amazing. I feel like I'm right there. For me, when I get into a book or when I get into an author, I like read a book and then I become obsessed with that author for some time.
Oh, 100%. Right? Oh, yeah. No, 100%. Have you gotten on the Colleen Hoover train yet?
I have not, but my younger sister, Vicky, is obsessed. This woman has read, she's read a million of her books. Every week she was reading a Colleen Hoover book.
Get on this bandwagon.
Okay,
I need to. I am over, I'm almost 200 pages in, and it's only been like a few days. So I have a few others of her books on standby, ready to go. Oh, we were going to go over what we were going to read for January, by the way, too, before I forget to mention that. But anyway, Colleen Hoover, I highly, highly recommend. Hooked from the beginning, just totally hooked. Okay, so you like fiction. Mm-hmm. Are there any genres? What genres, I guess, do you shy away from or are you not as interested in?
What am I not as interested? I don't like reading horror, anything super dark. Because I think words are very powerful. It's very different watching a horror film as opposed to reading it. I feel like words have a stronger impact and long lasting impact on you. So for me, if I read something, really like the words will become ingrained in my head, like especially if it's like a scary type thing or something like super dark. And it's just really hard to shake as opposed to if I like watch something. So I don't read anything like super, super dark or has anything to do with like witchcraft or anything. Cause then for me, no offense to anyone who does love that. For me, it's just not,
Same.
My cup of tea, so.
I can respect Stephen King with the best of them. I think he's mighty talented, written some incredible stuff. Mm-hmm. I can also appreciate Shakespeare. Doesn't mean it's really in my it's in my wheelhouse. So yeah. I can agree with that. Yeah, okay, so very cool.
And what else? But other than that, I'm pretty open to different other types of books. Like I love science fiction and romance and fantasy.
Okay. So mystery.
Yeah, mystery. I could do mystery. I love the suspense of it, right? Mm-hmm. But anywhere like thriller or horror, I'm like, not for me.
You're like, no thanks, not for me. Okay. So you shared that you are a therapist in New Jersey. You've got a boo. You shared some things that you like to read, different authors, whatnot. What is something you haven't shared just yet that you feel listeners should know about you?
I like to write. I like to write short stories and poetry. So I think another thing. I think that's why I like reading so much, absorbing, different authors and seeing their different styles, because I also sometimes incorporate it into my own writing. So I used to be part of place called Theater Workshop, and so they did all types of art. So they did dancing, they did acting, and then they did creative writing. And so as part of the creative writing classes, and at the end of every year we'd have like this big show where we showcase like the dances that people have been learning throughout the years, and people get to do monologues and acting. And so one of my poems that I wrote, I was probably about 16, 17 at the time, it got incorporated into an interpretive dance. And that
That's
was a really
amazing.
Yeah, I was really excited about that. But yeah, I enjoy writing poetry and short stories. So I think that's another important thing about me.
Is it your goal to perhaps be a writer yourself someday, do you think? Or
I want to, but then there's a part of me that's like, you know, the little critical part of me that's like, you can't do it. Anna, you know, or things like that. But I really do enjoy writing. Whether or not I'll publish anything I've written, that's, you know.
That's the question.
Yeah, that's the question. That's to be seen. But I know I enjoy the process.
Amen. 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 Okay. And what would you say you're most excited about being a part of this podcast now?
I get to drink a bottle of wine every time. Just kidding.
What could be better? I mean, really. You heard it here at first, listeners. It's not that she gets to hang out or chat with her best friend that's thousands of miles away. It's the alcohol.
Yeah, it's the wine for me. So
I'm not even drinking wine right now.
I'm drinking water in a wine glass, so I feel fancy. But in the future, I will be drinking wine in this wine glass. Trust. But
I was actually talking to Mark before we started recording, and I said, "Ooh, I said maybe we need to start sharing some of your recipes and whatnot with Matt." That's for those of you that are wondering, listener. That's Abby's boyfriend. I said, maybe we should start sharing some of your recipes with Matt. So then that way he can fix your cocktail and Mark can fix mine.
Yes.
Whenever we're not using wine, whenever we're not doing wine specifically. Yeah. So, oh my goodness.
But no, I think I'm really excited, one, to talk to you, Jordan. I feel like you and I, whenever we talk, we get really deep. Like, it really goes from, like, really deep. We laugh a lot. We just have a lot of fun whenever we have conversations. And so, honestly, I'm looking forward to hearing how, like, listening to our conversations. Because being in it, I know it's really fun. It's always a great time. So I look forward to, like, hearing, like, playing this back and listening to
it. Yes. No, and I'm actually super curious. You and I generally agree on a lot of different things, too. And so something I was thinking about as well is, like, it'll be interesting to see perhaps where we have some differences of opinions, too, right? Like, if we read something perhaps that rubs me the wrong way or puts you in a state, or that you don't, you know, you have something you don't like, whatever it might be.
Yeah.
I don't know. I agree with you. I feel like our conversations are just always full of depth and insight. And I am excited to have you on board to sort of keep this train going, because it's just it's a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Okay. And then the last question I had in this interview, and yes, listener, I did. I prepped her. I gave her just a few questions. I said, you know, hey, we'll make sure we get the conversation flowing. What is your favorite type of wine? Is there a preferred cocktail drink of choice? What can listeners be expecting to hear you drink?
So I drink a lot of cabs. So, like, I love them so much. I don't have a specific brand that I like, but I like branching out into, like, different types. So right now, if I had found my wine opener, I would have had, like, bread and butter. This one.
Should we tell listener that story?
Yeah. So I have a wine opener that I always, you know, have, because, you know, I drink wine. And so I placed it down somewhere. And right now I currently live with my mom to be able to save money, pay off some bills, you know, spend money. Just kidding. And she's like a cleaner. She's like a nester type person. But the thing about her is that when she cleans, she forgets where she puts things. So she cleaned off, like, she was nice enough to, like, clean my wine opener for me, but she forgot where she put it. So I have no wine opener until I go to the store after this to buy it, because this wine over here is tempting me.
So it's looking you in the face. It's tempting you. What do you have? What's in front of you?
It's called Bread and Butter. Oh. So
where'd you get it?
It's based in Napa, California. So, you know, I'm going to read the bottle, what it says. It says classic California cab with hints of rich vanilla, toasted oak, and mocha. Perfect when enjoyed with good food and company.
Oh, very nice. Very nice. Yeah, so, Marco and I have a goal to make it to Napa. We would like to go visit there at some point soon.
Yeah, it's so beautiful. And yeah, there's so many wineries too. So
if we had not gotten married at a golf course, I absolutely wish the wedding could have been at a vineyard.
Right.
It would have been amazing, 100%.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. Oh, fun fact for you. So Lex, my hair and makeup stylist for my wedding, those of you that may not know her, she actually is engaged now and she's getting married in April. I know. And they're getting married in Sedona.
Oh, that is so cool. Yeah, Sedona's beautiful.
It's perfect.
Yeah.
It's 100% perfect. I'm like, oh my gosh. Mm-hmm. I wish that I had thought of that. But our venue was wonderful. The wedding was lovely. No, you know, it was great.
That is amazing. So Lex, she did all our makeup and Jordan's hair and another and her Jordan's matrons of honor, like hair as well. And so, but yeah, she is so great. You know, when she was done with my makeup, I was like, is that me? Who is that, sir?
Right? Oh, I know. It was absolutely stunning. I'm so, so grateful. And she did ask me to be in the wedding, by the way, too. So very excited to be a bridesmaid for her. It will be a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's exciting. I'm happy
Thank
for her.
You. Yeah. And then we'll have to get you and Matt this way here soon, hopefully. It would be so nice to see you guys again and to spend time with you in person. I am grateful that now through this podcast, I get to spend a little bit of time with you at least each month. But
yes, definitely. It'll be nice to go out there again. And actually, when Matt and I went out there for your wedding, yeah, you know that we went to Sedona and we did like a day trip there. And it's absolutely gorgeous out there.
It's beautiful. I know. And then Mark and I will have to come your way too. Once you end up getting settled into your new place, wherever, so you're pretty resolved though. You're so listener, not to make it too confusing. So Abigail lives in New Jersey. Her boyfriend is in Pennsylvania and you will actually be relocating to Pennsylvania.
I will be. Yes.
Okay. Got it. Got it. Got it.
And so I'll be relocating there, getting my own place finally again, finally paid off a lot of debt. So I'm able to move forward and make that step again. I miss living alone because I can, like, I usually have like a.
You're going to say you miss living with me, but it's fine. Yeah.
What'd you call it? I miss living with you, of course. We had so much fun. We had a lot of fun living together, honestly.
We really did. It was the best.
Oh my goodness. Remember that time we wanted to bake cookies, but we didn't have a cookie sheet. So we just took a casserole dish and put aluminum foil on it. And I'm like, that's it.
Or actually, listener, before we started recording, I was also talking to my former roommate / best friend / maid of honor about how I have really, 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 really bad luck with can openers.
Oh my goodness. Yes.
I ask her. I don't know what it is. It's not even like I do anything to it.
It's you great. Must do something to make it upset. Because we lived together for a year. We went through two can openers. Like
all I had to do was try to use it once. That's all I had to do. And it broke.
I don't know what happened.
So after like the second can opener, my husband and I found a can opener from something that I got. I can't remember if it was from our registry or what. I said, you can't let me use this. If I look at it wrong,
it'll snap.
It'll snap. It'll break something. I don't know. Anyway, I did use it the other day, actually, though, and it worked just fine, knock on wood. But
did you have supervision while you were using it?
No.
Unsupervised. Okay.
I know.
All right.
It was bold. It was a bold moment for me, Abigail.
Bold move. But I'm happy the can opens okay. So I'm happy it survived.
Wow. She's such a great best friend. Doesn't even look out for my well-being. Just kidding.
Hey, helping you out. You don't want to buy a new can opener. We've been through that.
True. Maybe I should have gotten you a wine opener for Christmas.
Oh my goodness. Girl, like I said, I'm so
you
curious.
Get my Christmas card, by the way?
I didn't get it yet. I'm still okay. Yeah, mail's been weird here. So yeah.
No, that's okay. I sent it this last week. So hopefully you should be getting it soon. Anyway.
Oh my goodness. Too funny.
Well, okay. So you mentioned you're reading The Four Winds. I mentioned I'm reading It Ends With Us by Colleen Hoover. Mm-hmm. And I have three of her other books stocked up and ready to go. I'm pretty sure I've mentioned this on the podcast, and I don't know how Abigail feels about this. I'm sure she will probably agree, but I'm pretty resolved to say that my to-be-read list, my TBR list, will forever be long. I don't know that it will ever just decrease.
Mm-hmm. No. Honestly, that is the mark of a reader. You have books to be read, but you keep adding to the list instead of like, oh, let me read these and then like I'll buy some more after
you and I are very similar too, that we make it a goal once we find an author that we love, we make it a goal to support them and we want to read all of their books. Emily Giffen is one of my favorite authors. Mm-hmm. I follow her and have read nearly every single one of her books. Mm-hmm. I will do the same thing with Kirsten Hanna, with Colleen Hoover. Did I mention Robin Carr? She wrote the Virgin River series.
Oh, I don't think I've read that series.
Highly recommend. Well, have you watched the Netflix show?
Mm-mm.
Oh,
okay.
No, girl, if you're looking for something binge-worthy, highly recommend doing that. I don't know what you're watching these days. Maybe we can talk about that for a second. Have you watched the Harry and Meghan documentary?
I have not yet. I am saving. I'll let you saving that for tonight because my mom is off tonight and she loves her some Harry and Meghan.
So okay. Okay. Awesome. Awesome. You will love it. You will love it. So, I'm on the second part of it. So there's like six episodes and I made it through the first three. I'm on episode five. So I'm almost done. The first three episodes, hopefully this isn't giving anything away to you, but there was much to be desired. Pretty much they were covering everything that I already knew, if that makes sense. Yes. So I wasn't really worried. Finally, the fourth episode, personally, I felt like got into a little bit more meat of it all. So anyway, not to get too far down that rabbit hole, rewatching Gilmore Girls, favorite show of all time. Absolutely love that show.
Okay.
Highly, highly recommend as well. And like I said, okay, so I'm reading It Ends With Us. You are reading Four Winds. Something I thought would be, forgive me, that was my phone. Something that I thought would be good to read for January was The Alice Network by Kate Quinn.
Okay.
Have you heard about this one?
I actually saw that cover when I was like kind of like looking up Kirsten Hanna books, and that one actually came up as like, if you like Kirsten Hanna, you like this. So.
Okay, cool. So if you're down to make that our next pick for the podcast, it looks like a fantastic book. One of my most recent roommates before I got married, Kendra, she recommended it and she actually gave her copy to me once she finished it. She was like, oh my gosh, I love it. That's another really good mark of a great reader. When you know you love a book enough, you're going to pass it along to somebody else.
Yeah.
Right? Mm-hmm. And I'm pretty sure she made sure she had her own copy too, but here, I'll just read the synopsis for you so that way I'll read the sleeve, the page, the cover sleeve. 1947, in the chaotic aftermath of World War II, American college girl Charlie St. Clair is pregnant, unmarried, and on the verge of being thrown out of her very proper family.
She's also nursing a desperate hope that her beloved cousin Rose, who disappeared in Nazi-occupied France during the war, might still be alive. So when Charlie's parents banish her to Europe to have her little problem taken care of, Charlie breaks free and heads to London, determined to find out what happened to the cousin she loves like a sister. 1915. A year into the Great War, Eve Gardner burns to join the fight against the Germans and unexpectedly gets her chance when she's recruited to work as a spy. Sent into enemy-occupied France, she's trained by the mesmerizing Lily, codename Alice, the Queen of Spies, who manages a vast network of secret agents right under the enemy's nose. 30 years later, haunted by the betrayal that ultimately tore apart the Alice network, Eve spends her days drunk and secluded in her crumbling London house. That is until a young American barges in, uttering a name Eve hasn't heard in decades, and launches them both on a mission to find the truth, no matter where it leads.
Oh, wow.
Doesn't this sound like a good one?
That sounds so good.
So I am finishing. The plan is over Christmas, I will finish Colleen Hoover, and then my husband and I, we are going to visit his family in Missouri over New Year's. Nice. And that was I thought, you know what? That's going to be my trip book for sure. 100%. Cause I'm telling you, Colleen Hoover, fast reads, just a super duper fast reads. Kristen Hannah, I don't feel like is the same. No. She can be, her books are just so thick and so long. Colleen Hoover is not like that at all. So part of me was like, you know what? I will continue with Colleen Hoover, but I'm dying to read the Alice Network. So I thought that would be a great pick for us to read for January, and we would be able to cover that one. What do you think?
I am so down for that. I think that would be really amazing.
I love it. Okay, cool. Yeah. Cool.
You know what it kind of sounded like as you're reading this the synopsis, like what I was hearing, like almost like Nightingale, like
really. Okay, like, see, I know The Nightingale by Kristen Hannah is a popular one. Mm-hmm. But that is one I have not read.
That one, good one. I would say good one. There's parts of it that I would say in the middle gets a little bit slow, but once you get over that hump, right, it's a really good read.
Good to know. Okay. Well, we may have to cover, I don't think we've covered Kristen Hannah on this podcast yet. Trying to remember all that I've read by her so far. The Great Alone was probably my favorite so far. Such a phenomenal book. But yes. Okay, cool. So we will read that one. You know, the other thing that I feel like was pretty popular and was a lot of fun was definitely reading a book that's been made into a movie, obviously, and then reviewing both the book and the movie.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So that is something that we can keep in mind for future. I'm trying to remember if there's anything coming out that I know of right now that's been adapted from book to film that I'm excited about. Nothing is coming to my mind.
Yeah, nothing coming to my mind either. Honestly, I feel like right now, a lot of the movies that are happening right now are like video game, like adaptations. You know,
I'm
like,
not about it.
Yeah, and I'm just like, my boyfriend, Matt, he's really into video games, so he's for it, you know? So I'm just like, you can go see that by yourself.
Well, and you know, so on Thanksgiving, Mark and I actually saw a book or a film, a movie that was adapted from a book called The Good House. Oh. Have you heard of it?
I have not, no.
So it had Sigourney Weaver.
Oh, good choice.
Love her. And Kevin Klein.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Was it Kevin Klein? Yes, I think it was Kevin Klein. I feel like I'm going to have to look it up. But anyway, Thanksgiving was smaller for us due to some family sickness. Mm-hmm. So it was just my husband, my parents and I. It was just the four of us. It ended up actually being really nice. We had turkey and all of the good yummy things and watched football. But anyway, he and I decided we wanted to go to the Dollar Theater because it was open that evening just to catch a movie. Yeah. And we watched the trailer for this film called The Good House with Kevin Klein and Sigourney Weaver. Mm-hmm. From the trailer, you think you are getting a rom-com. 100%. It's like this romance film. Yeah. About 10, 15 minutes into it, we're sitting there watching it, and I remember actively thinking and going, oh yeah, no, this is not, are all the good parts going to be in the trailer? You know, when all the good parts are in the preview and you're like, really? That's disappointing. Mm-hmm. And then as the movie went on, it's like, oh, no, no. It's not that all the good parts are in the previews, in the trailer. This movie is just not what you expect. And the reason that it wasn't what I expected was because I didn't read the book beforehand, obviously. Okay. But it tackles alcoholism. It tackles depression, just in these very real, raw ways, which I will say I think that our society is doing a much better job of these days, honestly.
I would agree, yes.
Are there still areas for improvement? There probably are always going to be. You may be able to speak to this as a therapist, but it was a good movie. All of that to say, it was a good movie, and I have the book on my to-be-read list. I don't, listener, I do not normally watch the movie before the book. In my defense, I didn't know it was a book.
If you had known, you'd be like, no, we're not picking that one yet.
No, I know. I'm normally very much like, okay, let me read the book first. Mm-hmm. Even with Where the Crawdads Sing, that was have you read the book or watched the movie yet?
I started actually listening to the book on Audible, but I have not read it or seen the movie yet.
Okay. I wonder, you know, I don't know if we'll get to that on this podcast. We may or may not, but I recommend it regardless. It was really good. I very rare cases. I mean, book is always better than movie.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know what? Honestly, in this conversation, I'm remembering the one thing we don't disagree on regarding books. Harry Potter.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah, I do not like the Harry Potter series. I've tried to read it. I've actually listened to three of them on Audible because I'm like, I can't read it because I don't find them interesting at all. But I listened to them, and I could say, like, I've watched the movies, now I've listened to the books, and now I can see why Harry Potter fans were upset, like, when the movies first came out, they had, like, the differences. But yeah, I am not, like, a super fan of Harry Potter.
And if you have listened to this podcast before, listener, you know Harry Potter is my absolute favorite. So this will show you how much my maid of honor loved me. Her, along with my sister and the rest of my bridal party, threw me a beautiful Harry Potter-themed bridal shower. So that's real love.
That's actually why I was started listening to the books. I was like, I need to get into it. Yeah, I was like, when I heard that, I was like, I need to read this. Or I'm like, I'm not going to read it.
Well, I'm grateful you did. You and my sister, actually. And it's not that my sister didn't like them, because she actually does. It just wasn't my sister's generation. Mm-hmm. Really? So, listener, I mean, I just turned 31 this year. My sister is 10 years older than me, so she's in her early 40s. And she didn't grow up with Harry Potter the way that, like, Abigail or I did. So I really appreciate that. And I would encourage you to see it through to the end. You won't be disappointed.
I might keep listening to it.
I might. She's like, I might do it. I don't know.
don't know. Maybe if you have like a Harry Potter theme like birthday party or something, I'm like, oh, let me read through it.
Harry Potter themed birthday party. I should have when I was younger. I don't know why I didn't. But I do remember talking to you. Tell me if I'm wrong, because I do remember talking to you. And one of the first things after I got engaged, I knew I wanted a Harry Potter themed bridal shower. Mm-hmm. Yes. I think that was one of the first like easy decisions that I made.
You were very sure of it. Yes.
I was for sure. Anyway, oh my goodness. Well, I feel like we've covered a lot of things. I'm so excited and happy to have you on the podcast now. And it will be so, so fun to get to read with you and to go on these different journeys with you, whether that's both through books and just through life in general. So, yeah, I'm super excited.
Yeah, I echo everything you're saying. Like, I'm excited to be a part of this. You know, I thank you so much for thinking of me and inviting me to be a part of this. And yeah, I'm looking forward to reading books with you. And you know,
and listener, I promise we're not boring.
Yeah, we're not. We're super fun.
We're super fun. Okay.
Yeah, you're gonna want to be our friends at the end of this. So.
When we get to hash out the hard stuff, it'll be great.
Yes,
it'll be wonderful. Oh my goodness. Okay, cool. Well, what are you doing after we sign off here? What's the plan for the rest of the evening?
Yeah, I'm gonna go to Walmart and buy a wine opener. That is, I have to have my priorities straight. So
yes, you do.
My wine opener. Relax a little bit, you know, just hang out. Honestly, it's Sunday. Sunday is like my only day off. So I usually just spend it like doing nothing.
Well, you're going to watch Harry and Meghan with mom when she gets home, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So she and I are definitely going to do that.
Okay. All right. Well, good. I look forward to hearing how all of that goes. Look forward to hearing what you think about the documentary and what you think about this book. So we'll definitely have to keep checking in. You going to order a physical copy? You going to get an electronic copy? What you think?
A physical copy. I like the physical copy. It's just like a book I'm super into. So
I'm trying so hard to expand my electronic, I have a Kindle and I would like to utilize that more, particularly for travel, but I'm a physical copy. I'm a paper copy book girl too. Yeah.
Purists. That's what they call us. The purists for like, you know, you like the original version of like, so like, you know, not the electronic, but you like the hard.
But what does PRS stand for?
Purist? It's just basically purist.
Yeah. You're saying purist.
Listen, I told you my Jersey accent will come out sometimes. And sometimes I
thought you were abbreviating something and you were saying PRS.
No, purist. Okay. It's been almost 8 years. Okay. You should be able to understand me.
I do. I'm sorry. Yes, you are absolutely right. We are considered purists.
Yeah.
Plural. That's what I said. All right. Well, it's been so fun talking to you, Chiquitita. I am so happy that I got to see you and get to catch up a little bit more. We will have to do it again, both offline and online. For those of you listening along, do not forget, we have an Instagram for the podcast, Tales Over Tales Podcast. You can follow us. Please, please, please follow us. You can also email us. We would love to hear your suggestions, your thoughts, talesovertalespod@gmail.com. And you can also follow me at Miss, that's MS, Jordan Alexis on Instagram. Abigail, you want to give yours?
No, I'm just kidding. You can follow me at the Charles and Charles in charge. The Charles in charge. On Instagram. Perfect. That's me.
We look forward to it. Well, thank you so much. And until then, listeners, stay reading.
Stay classy.
And stay drinking. She's not on board yet, folks. We'll get her there.
I'll be in tune. Don't worry. Don't worry.